The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to a Hoop Ball Gaming hoop-ball.com presentation. I am your host today, Vince Miracle, and yes, I know I am not Devin. So for those who were just waiting to hear Devin's voice, I'm sorry. I had to ruin your earplugs today. Unfortunately, he is having some technical issues this week. We hope that that gets resolved, and you know, I hope everything over there is okay. He also said that he's going through something. Hopefully it's nothing too crazy, and we will be having him back next week. At least that's what our chat seemed to be going on there. And that's what he's saying in there, which is good, which is very, very good. I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving weekend. I know I sure did. You know, I've already got the Christmas stuff. I'm not going to lie. I'm one of those people that as soon as Thanksgiving hits, I start decorating the house with Christmas theme. It's just what I do. Me and the wife do it. I already got presents under the tree. I definitely went Black Friday shopping. Wore a mask. Was safe. Hope everyone else is doing the same. But yeah, now it's time for Monday night. Now it's time to see if I can continue my run that I had on Sunday, where I did have the Titans money line, Titans plus 3, Titans plus 4.5 in a 2-game parlay with the Patriots plus 5. And that's when I believe they were down. I got the point. I paid for the points. I'm not going to lie. I paid for those points. And it worked out. I had a pretty good Sunday. Pretty successful Sunday. I had a decent Saturday. The Anthony Smith thing, I posted about it in the chat. And I know it got brought up in the Wager Pass. So definitely go on. If you're not part of that Wager Pass, go on hoop-ball.com right now. Become a member of the Wager Pass so you can see our daily picks between all of us here in the Hoop Ball Gaming Division. And the UFC card, man, treated me right. It just treated me right. Dos Santos, underdog. I had him winning, but in there I said, hey, he'll make it. He'll make it or win within two rounds. He'll make it through or win within two rounds. And that was a prop bet that was available. That hit, I mean, I believe on the weekend we finished above 500. I'd have to double check on that. I just know, I'm just going down my personal line of bets that I had. It was a successful weekend. I'll just put it like that. So I want to capitalize on that, continue the win train, the dub train. Let's see if we can get it going. And it's going to be in a tough Monday night game. Not tough in the fact that it's a tough game. I mean, it might be tough to watch. I'm not a huge fan of this Eagles team, but tough in the sense of finding a bet to really put your money on here. The Eagles are coming into this game with two very, very rough losses. One to a Giants team that's now in first place after this Sunday in their division. And then last week against a Browns team that I know they held on to that game this weekend, but that's just a bad team. And I don't know if it's Mayfield. I know a lot of ESPN people and maybe even better NFL analysts look at it and say it's Mayfield. But I mean, he's getting the job done. I mean, his throws are off. They're high. But long story short, Eagles have been struggling. They need to get a win here. And they're going up against a very hot and highly efficient scoring Seahawks team with, I think, everyone's leading candidate for MVP in Russell Wilson. The Seahawks are coming in on a tough win, too, against the Cardinals last week. That was one of my favorite games. And I'm not going to lie to you. Cardinals came in as, I believe, the underdogs in that game. And I bet that. And I thought that was going to be a for sure win. It didn't turn out that way. But, you know, I can't be mad at them because the Seahawks just have such a real team. Like, one that just gets points up. They never give up. They're a very gritty team. I like to compare them to the Miami Heat, who made it to the finals in the NBA comparison, because they just grind till the very end, no matter the score. And that's why I really like that team. But yeah, I mean, this game, it's -7 for the Seahawks. Obviously, they're the favorites heading into this one. And the Eagles have just been giving up so many points. I mean, 27 to the Giants, 20 plus to the Browns, and I just don't know if they're going to be, if they can't stop the Giants or the Browns. And the Browns, remember, they got no Odell. Their best receiver is arguably Higgins, or, I mean, it's Landry, but it's probably been Higgins, right? I mean, he's been catching the most passes. If that guy's the one that's beating you consistently, I mean, that's a bit of an issue when you got guys like Lockett and Metcalf and Carson that are going to be attacking you in this game. So I'm not quite sure if the Eagles are going to be able to keep up. I mean, it's tough here. If I had to say anything, what I would do is, and -7 is even money. So really that -7 is a coin flip there. I don't even touch that spread. However, I know there's a lot of people that do love just personally betting the spread. I would buy the points to where you're comfortable. Right now, if you go on MyBookie, which this show is sponsored by, MyBookie.ag, you can buy up to 3 points in that game. And if you can buy those 3 points, I mean, the payout is...
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Not significant there. I mean, if you buy up to the, for example, the 3 points, $50 can win you 30. Is that a lot? I mean, no, it's definitely not anything crazy, but I mean, at least you win by a touchdown. You know, I mean, it gets you there. That's just hedging your bet a little bit. You know, just making yourself feel safer in that bet. When if you're clearly one of those people that like to bet the line, money line wise, -275. Obviously, if you got the money to do it, all my money is on that money line. I'm betting that money line at -275. I'm perfectly okay with that. I've said it before. There's no my markers for wins. It doesn't come down to -275, -300. When I know that there's money to be had and I have the bankroll for it, I'll go get my money. And I'm perfectly okay with that. A lot of people don't agree with that mindset, but I am one of those people that say when you see the money, you take the money. And I see money in this win for the Seahawks, so I'm going to go take that. The over-under is 48.5. The Eagles, I just don't believe that they have the offensive firepower to keep up. I mean, the Seahawks defense is good. The Eagles offense is unpredictable on a game-to-game basis. You just don't know which team is going to show up. You don't even know which Carson Wentz is going to appear under center. So, and I'm leaning toward the under on that 48.5. I think you see a score 28-10. You beat that by 10 points. I think that's the final score. That's my prediction of the final score, 28-10. Again, that's close. That's cutting it close. 48.5, meaning they believe it's going to be a high-scoring game. Again, it could definitely be a 28-17. It's still 45 points. You still make it there. I still see that happening. I just don't see the Eagles scoring that many points. I see a touchdown coming for them. I see a field goal definitely making it their way. And the line, while just recording the show, has already dropped down to 6. So they definitely are trying to get people to start betting and start seeing the value of what this Eagles offense can potentially do, because obviously the Eagles have potential. They know how to get up the field. The problem is they're not successful at completing games. They're not successful of finishing drives a lot of the time. So I personally still am leaning full Seahawks. The fact that you got a point down right now, again, you can buy up to 3 points still at this time. I take those points. I mean, if you can get it down to 3 right now, take that. I might even personally hit the line if they're giving it to me for just 3. You know what I mean? -3 for the Seahawks, I definitely would take that 100% if you can do that there. First half bet is a good one too. First half, Seattle's only -3.5. Seattle's first drive down the field, they will score. I'm not saying they're going to score a touchdown. All I know is first drive, down the field, they will score. And I just don't think they're going to be stopped consistently on each drive, where I think the first half is going to be the highest scoring half of the game. And at -3.5, I think Seahawks -3.5 in the first half is good. I think this is where they get into the double digits, where you might even see like a 14-3. I see that as like a good first half points to be looking at. The over-under is at 24. Again, they're expecting this to be a high-scoring game. They are really expecting this to be a high-scoring game. And unless it's Seattle scoring most of those points, I just don't see Philadelphia truly in this game. First quarter, we got half a point minus a half a point to the Seahawks. Oh, sorry, first quarter, I mean. -0.5 to the Seahawks. Take that. I mean, I just don't see the Seahawks ever trailing in this game. I really don't. I don't see the Seahawks ever trailing in this game. So I would take that as well. Let's see here. I think the first person who makes a touchdown, I think it's going to come from a running back. That's my personal opinion. And those are really just my thoughts on today's game. If you guys have any questions at all, I will be watching that game, probably live tweeting that game as well. Feel free to tweet me all of your questions, all of your betting questions. Again, we have a lot of good content coming to you this week, especially with college basketball now underway, the NBA season tipping off here in December. You're going to hear a lot of me during the month of December. We have UFC fights closing out the year. There are some good ones. You got, the NBA tipping off, which I'm very, very excited for. That's where you're going to see me make we're going to be hitting on a lot of those. And, of course, the NFL heading into its playoffs. Again, I'm very excited for the month of December. I'm excited for tonight's game just because now with these lines changing, I feel like there's value here. So, again, at me on Twitter, at VM Center, on all social media platforms. This has been a hoop-ball.com presentation. Be sure to check out mybookie.ag. Use promo code HOOPBALL. And until next time, my sports betting friends.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.